Welcome to the Deep Dive. You know, usually when we talk about a medical diagnosis, there is this expectation of just absolute precision.
Right, like a broken arm or something.
Exactly. You break your arm, the x-ray shows that jagged white line, and the doctor just points and says, yep, broken. Clean, definitive answer.
Yeah, totally clear cut.
But then you step into the world of healthcare coverage for an aging parent, and suddenly you are looking at a landscape that is just completely murky and honestly incredibly stressful.
Oh, it truly happens in an instant. It is the absolute definition of a panic moment for most families.
Right. Maybe it was a passing question from a cardiologist about your mother's Medicare plan and you froze because you had like no idea there were even different kinds.
Or the sudden avalanche of glossy mail and confusing phone calls when your dad turned 64.
Yes, the mailers are endless. Oh. Right now, you might be sitting at the kitchen table at 11 at night with three browser tabs open. You are staring at screens for Medicare, Covered California, and Medi-Cal, and you are just totally lost.
And we want to tell you right up front that your confusion is completely fine. Almost no one knows how the mechanics of the system work until the exact moment they are forced to figure it out.
Which is exactly why we are doing this. Today, we are looking at a massive stack of federal guidelines, California Department of Aging white papers, and local integration plans.
It is a lot of dense bureaucratic material.
It really is.
Yeah.
Our mission is to distill all of that into a warm, calm, direct guide. We are calling this Medicare in California, where families start. And we are talking directly to you, the listener, because you have probably never had to think about this system before.
But now you do. Before we get into the weeds, though, we need to set a few ground rules for this deep dive.
Definitely. What is the main rule for today?
The most important rule is that we are not going to quote any specific dollar amounts today.
Because those change all the time, right?
Exactly. The premiums, the deductibles, they change annually. They live permanently on the California Care Compass data page, and we want you to look them up fresh when you actually need them.
That makes total sense. So what are we giving them instead?
We are here to provide the architectural map to the system. We are going to explain who runs it, how the parts actually fit together, and lay out exactly what a California family should do this week to get started.
Okay, let's unpack this. When we strip away all those aggressive television commercials, what actually is the foundational layer of Medicare?
Well, at its core, Medicare is a federal health insurance program. It is primarily built for people 65 and older, though it does cover some younger people with certain disabilities.
Or like end-stage kidney disease, I think.
Yes, exactly. And it is run by a massive federal agency called the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. You will see that abbreviated everywhere as CMS.
Okay, CMS. They are the ones in charge.
Right. They're sitting in Washington, writing the overarching rules of the program and dictating the minimum standards of care.
You know, I like to think of this structure like a massive national fast food chain.
Oh, I like where this is going.
Right. So the corporate office in Washington mandates that every store across the country must sell a standard burger and fries. That is the federal law.
Okay. Yep.
But the local franchise owner in California decides that you can only buy that burger between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. And you have to use their specific drive-through window. The federal government sets the baseline, but the local rules dictate how you actually get your care.
What's fascinating here is how perfectly that maps to the California healthcare reality. Because Medicare is a federal program, the rules on paper are the same in Fresno as they are in Buffalo.
But the actual experience is totally different, right?
Entirely local. California has its own distinct landscape. We have more Medicare Advantage plans available than almost any other state. We also have the largest medical program in the entire country.
And that local geography shapes everything about the patient experience, doesn't it?
It dictates the entire reality on the ground. The delivery of care, the available doctors in a network, the local pharmacy partnerships. All of that is shaped by whether your family lives in San Diego, Sacramento, or Eureka.
That distinction matters so much. A lot of the advice you find online is just generic.
Right, written for a reader in any state. But the California Department of Aging and the California Department of Healthcare Services play massive roles here that your family will eventually bump into.
So because that local experience is so varied, we really have to understand the fundamental building blocks of that corporate menu first.
Yeah, the basics are crucial.
And this is where families usually hit a massive brick wall. We are confronted with the alphabet soup. We hear about parts A, B, C, and D, and it just sounds like a jumble of letters.
It is totally overwhelming, but we can break down the mechanics calmly. Let us start with part A and part B.
Okay, let's start with A. What is part A?
Part A is your hospital insurance. It covers inpatient hospital stays, skilled nursing facility care strictly after a hospital stay, and hospice care.
And most people don't pay a premium for that, right?
Correct. For the vast majority of people, Part A happens automatically with no monthly premium when they turn 65, because they already paid for it through payroll taxes during their entire working life.
So Part A covers the physical hospital bed and the roof over your head during a crisis. What does Part B do?
Part B is your medical insurance. This covers your actual doctors, outpatient care, preventive services, and durable medical equipment like wheelchairs.
Basically, the day-to-day medical world outside of a formal hospital admission.
Exactly. Now, Part B does carry a standard monthly premium, and that premium is set annually by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Together, Parts A and B make up what is officially called Original Medicare.
Ah, okay. So that is the traditional red, white, and blue card you always see.
You got it. That is the classic Medicare.
But here's where it gets really interesting and honestly terrifying for a family's life savings. Original Medicare has a massive structural flaw.
It really does. It is a huge blind spot.
It has absolutely no annual cap on out-of-pocket spending, does it?
That is the critical gap in the foundation. There is no ceiling to protect you. Original Medicare generally pays about 80% of approved costs for Part B services.
So the patient is on the hook for the rest.
Yes. The patient is responsible for the remaining 20%. If your parent needs minor care, 20% is manageable. But if your parent needs major heart surgery or highly expensive cancer treatments, the patient still pays that 20%.
With absolutely no upper limit to stop the financial bleeding.
None at all. It just keeps going.
Let me get this straight. I get a red, white, and blue card from the government.
Yeah.
But because it has a trap door with no out-of-pocket maximum, I have to fix it myself.
Pretty much, yeah.
And it does not cover most prescription drugs either, right?
Yeah.
So I have to go buy a second private card for prescriptions and a third private card just to plug the massive financial holes in the first card.
It sounds crazy when you say it out loud.
That is a spectacular administrative failure for a patient to navigate.
Mm. It is a patched-together safety net. Because there is no ceiling on costs, families are essentially forced into the private market to survive. They have to buy a standalone Part D plan just to get their prescription drugs covered.
Okay, so D is for drugs. That is easy to remember.
Right. And then they must buy a separate private policy called Medigap, which is also known as Medicare Supplement. Medigap exists purely to pay the deductibles and that uncapped 20% coinsurance that Original Medicare ignores.
Wow. You are juggling three different premium payments and three different cards just to get comprehensive coverage.
Yeah, it is a lot of paperwork to manage every month.
So if deciding between managing all those separate pieces versus finding a simpler way is the central problem, we need to look at the alternatives.
Definitely. There is another path.
The real choice here is not about picking letters out of a hat. It is about picking a structural path for how your parent receives care.
You are choosing a philosophy of care, really. The fork in the road is between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage.
And understanding the mechanical trade-offs between those two paths is probably the most vital decision a family makes.
Absolutely. So Original Medicare, combined with a Medigap policy, offers absolute total freedom. A patient from Bakersfield can see any doctor anywhere in the country who accepts Medicare.
So they could just, like, fly to Texas for specialized treatment.
Yes, or go see a world-renowned specialist at UCLA without needing any kind of referral or permission from an insurance gatekeeper.
But the trade-off for that absolute freedom is the administrative headache of three cards and the higher monthly cost of buying Medigap and Part D separately.
Correct. You are paying higher monthly premiums up front for the luxury of ultimate freedom and the protection against unlimited risk.
So how does the alternative Part C actually work? Because everyone knows Part C is Medicare Advantage.
Right. The television commercials never stop talking about it.
They really do not. So what is the actual mechanism there?
Medicare Advantage is an alternative private way to get your federal Medicare benefits. These are health plans run by private companies like Kaiser Permanente or Blue Shield of California.
Okay. Private companies taking over the federal benefits.
Yeah. And the mechanics are fascinating. It relies on a model called capitation. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services pays the private insurance company a flat set fee every single month to manage your parents' care.
So the government just hands the budget over to the private company.
Exactly. The private company essentially bundles everything together into one package. They take Part A, Part B, and usually the Part D drug coverage, and put it all on one single ID card.
That does sound way simpler than juggling three cards.
It is. They often add extras like routine dental and vision to attract customers too. Crucially, because they are private plans, they legally must establish an annual out-of-pocket maximum.
Oh, so they build the ceiling that original Medicare is missing.
Precisely. They cap your financial risk.
That sounds incredibly appealing. They fix the trapdoor and put everything on one card, often for a very low or even zero additional premium.
It is very popular for exactly those reasons.
But let me push back with a very practical scenario. Let us say my father spends half the year in Arizona to escape the heat, or my mother has a long-standing, damply trusted cardiologist at Stanford.
Okay, very common situations in California.
How does the private Medicare Advantage model handle those situations?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is exactly where the financial pressure of that capitation model reveals its downside.
Because they have to make the math work on that flat fee, right?
Exactly. To make a profit or even just break even on that flat monthly fee the government gives them, the private insurance company has to strictly control costs.
And how do they do that?
They control those costs by using rigid local networks of doctors and hospitals. They also frequently require prior authorizations, meaning a corporate doctor has to approve a procedure before your parents' actual doctor can perform it.
Wait, so a doctor who has never even met my mom has to approve her surgery?
Yes, that happens all the time in Advantage plans.
So what if my mother's Stanford cardiologist is not in that specific private network?
She either loses that relationship entirely and has to find a new doctor, or she faces incredibly steep bills to keep seeing the Stanford doctor out of network. Sometimes the plan will cover absolutely nothing out of network.
And what about my dad, who is in Arizona for the winter?
A California-based Medicare Advantage plan might only cover true life or death emergency room care while he is out of state. Routine visits or ongoing treatments would likely be completely denied.
Wow. So there is no universal right answer here.
Not at all. There is only the right answer for a specific family's geography, their specific doctor relationships, and their tolerance for dealing with network rules.
So if deciding between the total freedom of original Medicare and the capped bundled convenience of Medicare Advantage is the biggest financial choice a family makes, the ultimate trap is thinking you have all the time in the world to make it.
Oh, time is absolutely not on your side here.
Let us talk about the timeline, because the system does not wait for you to make up your mind.
The timeline is incredibly strict, and the consequences for ignoring it are severe. The main window is called the initial enrollment period.
How long is that window?
It is a 7-month window. It starts 3 months before the month a parent turns 65. It includes their birthday month, and it ends 3 months after their birthday month.
Okay, what happens if a parent is already retired and receiving their Social Security checks?
If they are already drawing Social Security benefits before age 65, then enrollment in Parts A and B is completely automatic. The government knows where they are, and the red, white, and blue card just arrives in the mail a few months before their birthday.
Oh, well, that's easy enough. But that creates a massive hidden trap, doesn't it?
It really does. It gives people a false sense of security.
Right. What if you have a 64-year-old parent who is perfectly healthy, still working, and purposely delaying their Social Security to maximize the payout?
That is super common now. People work much longer.
And they simply assume Medicare is going to arrive in the mail automatically, just like it did for their older neighbor who was already retired.
That assumption is a disaster we see constantly. The card does not just arrive. That working parent must actively seek out the Social Security Administration and proactively enroll.
And what if they just assume it is automatic, do nothing, and miss that 7-month window?
They face permanent late enrollment penalties.
Wait. Permanent? As in for the rest of their life, every single month?
Yes, permanently higher premiums for as long as they have Medicare.
That is insane. Why is the rule so harsh?
Well, these penalties are not designed to be cruel administrative punishments. Think of it like trying to buy fire insurance while your kitchen is currently ablaze.
Oh, I see. You can't just wait until you are sick.
Right. If everyone waited until they were 80 years old and sick to buy into Medicare Part B, the system would instantly go bankrupt. The penalty is the mechanism that forces healthy 65-year-olds to pay into the risk pool to cover the older, sicker patients.
But surely if you just did not know the rules, they let you off the hook.
No, absolutely not. These penalties are never, ever waived just because a family did not know the rules. Ignorance of the timeline is not an accepted excuse by the federal government.
That is brutal. Okay, so outside of that initial 65th birthday window, what are the ongoing annual opportunities to fix things or make changes to a care plan.
The biggest one is the annual enrollment period, which runs from October 15 to December 7 every single year.
That is the window when the commercials get really aggressive.
Oh, yes. This is the window when seniors can switch their Medicare Advantage plans, change their Part D drug plans, or move back and forth between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage.
Are there any other windows?
There is also a secondary, narrower window called the Medicare Advantage Open Enrollment Period. That runs from January 1st through March 31.
And who is that one for?
It is specifically for people who are already in a Medicare Advantage plan and realize they made a huge mistake. It allows them to switch to a different Advantage plan or return to original Medicare.
Okay, those dates need to be in permanent marker on every single family calendar. Now, everything we have discussed so far is standard Medicare, which focuses on age.
Right, baseline rules for turning 65.
But the strict rules of the game change dramatically when a California family has limited income. Let us bring the state programs into the puzzle.
When a family has limited income or very few assets, they interact with Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal is California's specific version of the federal Medicaid program.
And who manages that?
It is managed by the California Department of Healthcare Services, while standard Medicare is purely based on turning 65 or having a specific disability. Medi-Cal is strictly a financial safety net based on income and asset limits.
Can a senior citizen be enrolled in both programs at the exact same time?
Yes, they absolutely can. Many California seniors are what the state calls dual eligible. They qualify for both federal Medicare and state Medi-Cal.
How does that actually work at the doctor's office? Mm-hmm. Who pays the bill?
When that happens, Medicare acts as the primary insurance and pays first. Medical acts as the secondary insurance and pays second. Medical often steps in to cover the monthly premiums and the steep out-of-pocket costs that standard Medicare leaves behind.
That sounds like a massive administrative headache, juggling a federal card and a state card.
It is incredibly complex for a patient to manage. That is why the state is currently rolling out a massive initiative called CalAIM to reshape how these programs talk to each other.
Are there plans that just merge them together?
Yes, there are specialized Medicare Advantage plans called DSNPs. That stands for Dual Eligible Special Needs Plans. These specific private plans integrate the federal Medicare benefits and the state medical benefits into one single coordinated card.
That sounds like a massive relief for the paperwork.
It really is. And we are actually going to dedicate an entire future deep dive to that exact integration.
Good, because we definitely need more time on that. So what does this all mean when we talk about the reality of long-term care?
This is where things get really tough.
Because, you know, we hear people say all the time that they need to get their parents on Medicare so the government will pay for the nursing home.
I have to deliver a very hard truth here. Medicare is strictly health insurance for medical care. It is designed to fix acute medical problems.
Like an injury or an infection.
Right. You break a hip, it fixes the hip, you get pneumonia, it treats the pneumonia. It absolutely does not cover custodial care.
Wait, I need to stop you there because my jaw just dropped.
I know. It is a shock for a lot of people.
Are you saying that if my dad develops severe dementia and he needs to move into an assisted living facility because he cannot safely make his own meals or take a shower? Standard Medicare pays absolutely nothing toward that facility.
Nothing at all.
Because I think 90% of the public assumes that is exactly what Medicare is built for.
It is a brutal realization for families who assume the government safety net covers the reality of aging. Medicare pays exactly zero for a caregiver to help your parent bathe, get dressed, or eat meals.
So no assisted living and no home aides just to help with daily life.
Exactly. It does not cover assisted living facilities, and it does not cover long-term multi-year residence in a nursing home simply because a parent is frail or has memory loss.
Well, if Medicare does not pay for the nursing home, who does?
That entire world of long-term custodial care is handled by completely different state programs. If a family exhausts their life savings paying out of pocket, they eventually turn to Medi-Cal.
And what about programs that just send someone to the house to help?
The in-home care programs, like in-home supportive services, fall under the umbrella of the California Department of Healthcare Services and the California Department of Social Services. Medicare is simply not the answer for long-term daily help.
Man, we have covered a massive amount of ground today. We mapped the difference between the federal mandates and the California reality.
We covered a lot of the structural differences, yeah.
We slowed down and unpacked the alphabet soup of parts A, B, C, and D and exposed the terrifying trapdoor of the missing out-of-pocket maximum.
That is the one that really catches people off guard.
We explored the philosophical fork in the road between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage, and we flagged the permanent financial penalties for missing your initial enrollment period. Now, it is time for the California Care Compass editorial checklist. What must our listeners do this week?
Let us get highly practical. Step one, you need to confirm if your parent actually possesses that red, white, and blue card.
Because if they are working, it might not just show up.
Exactly. If they're turning 65 soon and they are delaying their Social Security benefits, you must ensure they proactively contact the government to enroll. Do not wait for the mail.
Got it. Step two, you need to sit down at the kitchen table and write every single doctor, every specialist, and every single medication your parent takes on one piece of paper.
That is crucial. You cannot choose between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage without knowing exactly who your parent needs to see and what pills they need covered.
Absolutely. And step three, mark October 15 to December 7 on your family calendar right now. That is your annual window to fix a mistake or upgrade a plan.
And here is the most important piece of advice we can give you today regarding the actual shopping process. Completely ignore the unsolicited Medicare marketing phone calls.
Oh, they are so aggressive.
They are. When the phone rings, hang it up. Instead, your family must call the Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program.
Most people just call it ACAP, right?
Yes, ACAP. It is heavily funded by the California Department of Aging. ACAP provides free, completely unbiased, one-on-one counseling.
So they are not trying to push a specific plan on you?
Not at all. They are not brokers, they sell nothing, and they make zero commissions. A counselor will look at that specific list of doctors and medications you wrote down, and they will help you navigate the exact network rules and plans available in your specific California county.
You also strongly encourage listeners to read the companion piece on the website, right?
Absolutely. Go to californiacarecompass.com/learn-Medicare-California-overview. It is the comprehensive long-form guide that pairs perfectly with everything we have discussed today, and it links directly to the state agencies and the current data.
Okay, as we wrap up, I want to hand it back to you for one final thought to leave our listeners with.
Well, this raises an important question, and it is something you really need to keep your eye on. We have given you the map of how Medicare Advantage and Original Medicare work today. But consider this.
Okay, what is the catch?
With the massed silver tsunami of aging baby boomers arriving, the entire financial math of Medicare Advantage is currently under immense legislative pressure in Washington. The federal government is realizing how much they are paying these private companies.
So the rules might actually change.
Yes. Right. In the next 5 years, the definition of a local network, the rules around prior authorization and the benefits these private plans offer might look completely different as the government tries to rein in costs.
Because it is getting too expensive to run.
Exactly. The complex maze of Medicare is not actually a test of healthcare knowledge. It is a mirror reflecting a family's values. The choice between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage ultimately forces a family to decide how much they value absolute freedom versus predictable boundaries and how they want to navigate the unpredictable risks of aging.
So the map we gave you is accurate for your parent right now, but you cannot set this and forget it forever. You have to watch how California legislates those network rules in the coming years.
It is an ongoing process, for sure.
That is incredibly powerful. The system's going to shift right beneath our feet. It brings us right back to that kitchen table at 11 at night. You might have 3 browser tabs open, and you might have felt completely lost 30 minutes ago.
But you have the map now.
You really do. You know the mechanics behind the letters, you know which state agencies hold the power, and you know exactly who to call for unbiased help. Take a deep breath. You were right on time. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.